Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q2 FY24 earnings conference call of Marathon Next Gen Realty Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Binay Sarda from EY. Thank you, and over to you.
Thanks, Yashasvi. Good morning to all the participants on the call, and thanks for joining this Q2 FY24 earnings call for Marathon Next Gen Realty Limited. Please note that we have mailed out the press release and presentation to everyone, and you can also see the results on our website as well as it has been uploaded on the stock exchanges. In case if you have not received the same, you can write to us, and we will be happy to send it over to you. Before we proceed with the call, let me remind you that the discussion may contain forward-looking statements that may involve known or unknown risks, uncertainties, and other factors. It must be viewed in conjunction with our businesses that could cause future results, performance, or achievement to differ significantly from what is expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements. To take us through the results of this quarter and answer our questions, we have with us the management of Marathon Next Gen Realty represented by Mr. Chetan Shah, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Mayur Shah, Vice Chairman, Mr. Kaivalya Shah, Project Head, New Homes, Mr. Samyak M. Shah, Project Head, Marathon Future X and NextGen, and Mr. S. Ramamurthy, Chief Financial Officer and Whole-Time Director. We'll be starting the call with a brief overview of the quarter gone past, which will then be followed by a Q&A session. With that said, I'll now hand over the call to Mr. Chetan Shah. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Binay. I'm Chetan Shah, Chairman and Managing Director, Marathon Next Gen Realty Limited. With me is present Mayur Shah, Vice Chairman, and Samyak Shah and Kaivalya Shah, both Project Heads. We four people are present here. Friends, we are delighted to post yet another quarter of strong performance on the back of robust and resilient demand environment. This consolidation, along with the reduction in inventory levels, has created an optimistic landscape for us and the entire industry. The strong demand for our projects and our ability to efficiently execute on our development plans have been key drivers of our success. Our strong performance during the first half of the fiscal year has boosted our confidence, and we are steadfast in our belief that we will continue to set new milestones moving forward. This positive outlook for the future is further supported by our healthy launch pipeline and our access to vast land parcels across the MMR region, which are primed to develop. We look forward to the future with great optimism and anticipate reaching new heights as we continue to shape the real estate landscape in Mumbai. We've already shared quarterly highlights also. I'll just briefly mention about the half-yearly highlights. Operational highlights for H1 FY24: area sold stood at 262,900. Booking value stood at 384 crore. Collections stood at 301 crore. Average realization stood at 18,580 per sq ft for commercial and 12,666 per sq ft for residential. Consolidated financial performance for the half-year FY24: net revenue stood at 339 crore compared to 268 crore in H1 FY23. EBITDA stood at 146 crore as compared to 99 crore in H1 FY23. Profit before tax, PBT, stood at 80 crore as compared to 30 crore in previous half-year. Profit after tax stood at 78 crore compared to 27 crore in H1 FY23. Net debt stood at 851 crore as on 30th September 2023. On cash flows front, as on 30th September 2023, balance collections from sold units completed and ongoing in all launch projects stood at 642 crore. Total pending estimated project cost to be incurred stands at 858 crores, and total estimated revenue from unsold inventory is at 1,727 crores. Friends, I wish to convey Happy Diwali to all of you and wish a very prosperous new year ahead. Now I open the floor for question answers.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have our first question from the line of Shri Gopal Agarwal from Agman Advisory LLP. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Congratulations on great set of numbers.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Sir, just two, three questions from my side.
Yeah.
Wanted to know the kind of sales momentum that you are witnessing in your project of Monte South, Futurix, and Millennium.
Yeah, I'll ask Mayur to answer this.
Yeah. Good morning, Mr. Gopal. Monte South, I would like to say first is that it is going very well, because what has happened is, like, Tower A is already topped out up to 64 level. And we have already given part occupancy to 51st floor. That is the reason, like, we have almost near ready, very good inventory coming out in Tower A, and that is the reason we are seeing a great velocity in ready to move in. Secondly, the Tower 2 is also at 38th floor now, and there also we are seeing a good movement on sales. Similarly, we are looking at the progress of Tower A and Tower B in sales. We have already done the construction foundation of Tower C, and Tower C segment is again 15%-20% lower than the ticket size of Tower A. So they are not competing with each other. So Tower A is a, you know, highest level segment, and then 10%-12% down is Tower B, and Tower C is further 10% down. So we have mixed inventory from 2.75 crore to 7 crore type of flats available. And we are seeing a very good velocity in this type of segment. On an average, we are selling around 15 units-18 units per month. In such a high value ticket size, this is a very good velocity in Monte South. Similarly, on Millennium, we have also reached at 20th floor, near OC, out of the 30 floor building. And there also we have been selling very well, because the commercial buildings are sold very well after the OC is received. Futurix, we have already topped out up to 38th floor, and we are seeing a very good traction. The commercial office market has opened up like anything, because in Mumbai, almost 100% of the employees have come back to the office, unlike other cities of the world. And we are seeing, like, absolutely normal environment in the occupancy, and that is the reason. And what has happened is also that there is a increase in the size per employee from 65 to 80. Thus, there is a larger space requirement of an office worker. So overall, you know, all these three projects, sales have really picked up very well.
Just, Sabyasachi here. Briefly, I just want to add one more point for Futurix. You may be aware that there was a lower rail bridge in that locality, which was closed down for many years. And as of last quarter, that bridge has finally been opened, and that's a huge infrastructural sort of benefit that the project has received. In fact, in terms of leads, in terms of leasing and sale, we've seen a good uptake, and we are able to gradually take a maybe higher rate also. So that's one big positive that we have received recently for that specific project.
Okay, sir. Great, great update, sir. Good to know the sales momentum. And what is the minimum IRR that we look before taking up any new project per se?
IRR depends on many factors. So what we actually target is a profit after tax of 15% on a project level. Now, if the investment is lower, this can translate into an IRR which is much higher. As you can see in our EBITDA numbers, the EBITDA has been between 30%-40%, and some of the projects, it has gone down to 25%. So IRR are variable. There is no fixed IRR targeting. What we are doing is a project-level targeting.
Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough. And it would be great if you can throw some light on your upcoming projects in detail.
Okay. So in the presentation, we have a slide. Where is it?
So in the upcoming projects, in the next few years, we'll be coming up with Bhandup mainly, Monte South, and Nexon some area. Mainly in the next one year, we are targeting around in Monte South, 300,000 sq ft is what we are targeting. In Bhandup, we are targeting around 180,000. And in Nexon, we are targeting around 200,000-300,000 sq ft in the coming year.
Our slide 17 in the presentation shows upcoming projects, majorly the top five contributing projects, totaling to about 3,150,000 sq ft of sellable area and estimated sale value at 4,660 crore.
Okay. Okay. Got it, sir. And the last thing, sir, the recent BMC order on pollution, do you think this will have any impact on the company as such, or this will impact the construction speed or spend something?
Well, temporarily, they have given us a certain requirement that the periphery wall should be 20 feet or 25 feet with this cladding so that the dust particles don't escape the construction site. Then there is a requirement of water sprinkling on the dust that is thrown up, particularly from RMC plants and other things. So these are something which is doable. They will add to a marginal increase in the cost, but there is no great issue here. The major thing comes when you want to transport the debris outside. So that needs to be now planned very well. And the transportation contractors have to now work with some sort of a coverage on the debris or trucks and water sprinkling before entering, after entering, and all that. So this will work out. These are not a major hindrance at all.
Okay, sir. So that's all from my side, sir. Thank you so much in detail.
Thank you, Gopal.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Ajit Mishra, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. So I have two questions. So revenue during the quarter fell sharply to 129 crore. Also, the collection fell quarter-on-quarter. So can you please help us understand the technicality behind it?
Well, like you mentioned in the answer to the previous question, the sales velocity has been good. So that adds to new bookings. And ultimately, over next few quarters, it reflects in the cash flow, that is, collection. The progress of the work actually gets reflected in the revenue. So as in we are following percentage completion method. So as in when we complete additional percentage, we recognize the revenue of the sold units in that percentage. So these are ongoing numbers. And as you see, the growth has been very good. So the growth in terms of execution is high, and that reflects in the revenue. Growth in terms of booking is high. That reflects in the pre-sales number. And growth momentum is maintained because the cash flow, that is, collections are high. So on all fronts, we have been doing very good. And most of our projects are also financially closed projects, in the sense that even if there was booking that gets slowed down, there would be a bank finance available to complete the construction. So the pace of construction is not directly dependent on the booking. However, we have not had to borrow more, and we have been able to sustain from the collection that we collect from our customers.
Just quickly, I just wanted to add one more thing. You know, real estate, due to its nature of business, ideally should not be seen quarter on quarter. While I think we have done much better than the last Q2, you know, there will be one or two quarters, you know, where things may not align, because sometimes these deals are long gestation timelines and things like that. But overall, on an annual basis, I think we should more than, or if not, cover up and do much better than last.
Got it, sir. So also, if you can talk a bit about any price increase that you have taken in any of your projects in this quarter, and your growth plans over the next 3 to 5 years down the line.
Yeah, that gets reflected. We are sharing two numbers. One is the average residential sale values, and another is average commercial sale values. So that is reflective of a consistently higher number. And in the last quarter, if you see, the commercial values, average commercial rate has moved from 18,400
and... So actually, in our residential and commercial, the prices are going up. But if you look at our average rate, commercial, you might see some dip, because in this quarter, we saw a lot of sales from our project Marathon Millennium, which is in Mulund. So the price in Mulund is slightly lower than Lower Parel. In residential, also it all depends on the project that we sell. For instance, if you sell Bandu, you'll see a slightly price increase. And if you look at Panvel, you'll see a slight average price, slight decrease. Now talking about per project, every project on its own, prices have increased at least to 5 to 7%, you know, over the last 1 year itself. So that's the kind of price increase that we're seeing per project.
The price increase also depends on the percentage completed. If it is nearing occupation certificate, the price increase is the highest. And if it is, you know, nearing foundation, the price increases are lower. So, but overall, there is an uptick between 5 and 10%.
All right. Got it, sir. That's from my side. Thank you. I'll get back in the queue.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Monica Arora from Sharejant. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, sir. I have two, three questions. So can you please provide an update related to the acquisition of 14 acres of land in Bhandup? And have you planned anything in terms of launching something on that in the near future? My second question would be if you can provide details on the redevelopment projects which are in pipeline for the company. And also if there is, we have decent land bank with us. So the pipeline, what you are holding and from launching more projects and double and maybe triple sales and increasing momentum, what all is there in that front? And my last question would be how many square feet overall you are planning to launch in this year, like another half remaining of this year and FY25. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Monica. As for the 14-acre acquisition, I'll ask Evela to speak on it. We have already launched a project there, and rehab buildings are getting constructed.
So, yeah, Monica, the 14-acre project, as we speak, this quarter will be coming into the listed entity. And you'll be seeing numbers next quarter. That being said, it is a rehabilitation, slum rehabilitation project. Of the 14 acres, 1 acre is what we cleaned up and, you know, built the slum building. And we have actually brought the slum dwellers back into the new building, the new SRA building that we have constructed. And for the sale building, we have the ground vacant as we speak. And excavation work is going on. As for the sales, sales are looking really good in this area. Typically the ticket size is from 40 lakhs to 60 lakhs. And in this range, we're seeing a good, you know, sales. Again, the sales numbers you will see in the the next quarter or whenever the revenue recognition happens. So that's 14 acres, and this is 1 acre of the 14 acres, but we intend to launch, you know, year on year, at least 1 acre, you know, year on year project. So that way you can, you know, kind of understand how soon we'll be wrapping up the project, and that's how you can calculate your cash flow as well.
And second thing was regarding redevelopment. We have we are still looking at projects. There is no redevelopment project that we have actually took on hand. It will take at least another 2 quarters before any news can be out on redevelopment. As far as the pipeline of projects, we have that upcoming project slide number 17 in our presentation, which is immediate upcoming project. And we have also shared a slide where the group land bank is available for future exploitation. So if you want to have a look at that immediate upcoming project, slide 17 tells you that there is a 31.5 lakh square feet of launch sellable area available, and this will be most likely be launching in 12 to 36 months and further 36 to 48 months for completion. At the estimated value of this pipeline itself is 4,660 crore. On top of that, this Bhandup land will keep on coming, and Mayur will share some more highlight on this.
Your last question, that in 2024, what is your approximately game plan of launching approximately total 9 lakh square feet across Monte South, Neopark, and Next Zone 4 lakh square feet. So approximately around 1200 crores of out of this 4600 crore is we are looking at launching in 2024.
Okay. Sure. Thank you so much, sir. Thanks.
Thank you, Monica.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Sukhi, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So when do you plan to launch the phase 3 of Monte South as well as the phase 3 of Next Zone and Neopa? Also, what are other projects in the pipeline which you plan to launch in the future?
Okay, phase 3 consists of Tower 4 and commercial, which is yet away, because right now we have just launched Tower 3 at foundation stage. So that will be another 1.5 to 2 years away. As for other launches, Mayur just shared in an answer to the last question, and he'll repeat that.
So in 2024, we intend to launch additional area of Monte South, 3 lakh square feet. Neopark phase 3, we plan to launch 1,80,000. Neopark C, we would like to launch around 60,000. And Next Zone phase 3, around 4 lakh square feet. Altogether, close to 1 million square feet in 2024, amounting to 1,200 crore value.
Yeah, does that answer your question?
Yeah, sir. So the second question is, what is the approximate value of the unsold ready-to-move-in inventory of your residential and commercial projects?
Yeah, if you see the slide in the our presentation, we have shared all those numbers.
So, as Q2 FY24, Monte South has around 47,000 square feet, that's amounting to around 100 crores. Next Zone has around 61,000 square feet, that's amounting to 38 crores. And some area of Future X is unsold. So that's the unsold area in residential and commercial. This is Future X mainly, we received OC, I think, last quarter. And hence, you might see slightly larger numbers in commercial, which are OC but unsold. And also, when you look at commercial, typically they're sold after OC a fair chunk.
So, and just to add for Future X, I think close to 1.6 lakh is the current unsold and ready. However, as we speak, considering some of the leases that we've already done in Q3, so that may not reflect in Q2, close to 55,000 sq ft is leased. So roughly a third of what is unsold in FutureX is actually leased, which we have an opportunity to do as a pre-lease sale, and the balance is ready and sold.
So just that clarification, that all unsold inventory is not necessarily something that is available for sale, because we have already leased one third of that in the previous till end of previous quarter.
Yeah.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Kavita, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for taking my question and for this opportunity. You have said that you are expecting around 5-7% price hike in the existing ongoing project. I just wanted to have a little longer view or medium view in this. So what do you think about over next 3 years the price hike look like? Maybe for you and also for the industry, if you can give a overview.
Yeah, Mayur will answer that. So Kavita, what Kaival has said already is that 5-7% on an average, we have already realized increase in the prices in the last 1 year. The momentum across the inventory is we are seeing very good, whether it is new homes which are, you know, close to 60 lakhs or affordable housing of 80 lakhs to 1 crore. And we are also seeing similar quicker movement of sales in the range of 2.5-7 crore inventory. Typically, what you see, the good quality branded projects are, you know, rare to find in Mumbai, and that is also giving, you know, brand and people who have delivered a good project with the quality construction are getting overall premium to the market. And we are seeing that if there is a, you know, good project, I try to see that maybe this another 7-10% increase in the prices are quite likely to achievable in next 3 years. As a policy we have had, we are not holding the inventory to increase the prices. So we would sell at whatever best rate that we can get, and even that we have seen 5-7% uptake, because we are in the making of constructing of the premises, and you know, if we sell faster, we will launch another project faster. So that would be, you know, philosophy at the base of sale price. So it's not just the higher profit margin that we would be looking, but higher volumes we would be looking.
Sure, that's helpful, sir. So just one last question on your debt. There is some marginal increase during the quarter, but going forward, how you see the debt repayment program or debt repayment structure should be, and where do you see in probably 2 years the debt should be? Or you believe that because the volumes are also increasing, like you said, that debt would kind of remain at the same level? Thank you.
Yeah, so that's how the policy has been. Because the cost of debt is much lower than the profits that we are generating. So in that sense, the leveraging is helping us. However, you know, after seeing the pandemic situation where the debt was the one that was impacting badly on everybody's balance sheet, we try to keep it under control by keeping a 1.0 debt to equity ratio, around 1.0 as our target. Now, this gets reduced from two perspectives. One, debt actually reduces. Another is equity actually increasing, because it's a ratio. And as you have seen, the equity has been increasing at least at the rate of 20-25 crore per quarter, and the debt also gets reduced. Over the next 2 years, the debt is likely to reduce. However, we have already shared earlier that ideally, we would like to keep the debt equity not below 0.6. So 0.5 is actually a good you know, ratio, and between 0.5 and 1 is what is manageable ratio. If you see our debt service coverage ratio, that has gone to 2.2 this quarter, which very clearly says that we are able to not only pay the interest but also the upcoming repayment schedule of next 12 months.
No, thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Girish Gulati from Quality Capital. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, yes, Girish, very much.
Yes, sir. So I'd like to congratulate Chairman sir, MD sir, Mr. Chetan and Mew sir for yet another remarkable achievement, sir. So Chetan sir, you are a structural engineer and Mew sir is a civil engineer, and henceforth, you know, I presume that all the cash flows and the balance sheet would be ready in your mind for the next 5 years and the kind of work which you are doing, and would also acknowledge, you know, the kind of remarkable corporate governance which we have been showing over the last few quarters, probably 4 quarters now, and along with the performance, of course, and the entire management team coming up on the calls and showing, you know, a lot of enthusiasm over the call, which shows their commitment, dedication, not only towards the work, but towards the shareholder as well, and showing that, yes, shareholder community, minority community is also important for us. And, sir, I mean, doing such a, doing something big, I always think is a spiritual job. So I would certainly pray that all the divine forces are aligned with you for this wonderful endeavor which you are into. And wishing the entire team and near and dear ones as well a very, very happy Diwali. That's it from my side. No questions, but thank you, sir. Thank you so much for everything.
Yep. Thank you, Girish. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Your input is always welcome, and we appreciate your comments. And like you said, we have one more engineer, Kavala, also joining us, and the next generation, all three are also well-educated, U.S. educated, and they have put in their systems and processes to help carry Marathon name forward. Thank you very much.
I mean, the feeling to bet on a great management cannot be expressed into words. But thank you, sir. Thank you once again. All the very best to everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone now. We'll take the next question from the line of Dr. Amit Vora from the Homeopathic Clinic. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
First of all, I totally agree with what Mr. Girish said, and I also congratulate all of you and a happy Diwali. Now with
your family as well, have a great festivity.
Now my question, sir, the realizations have come down from last quarter 22,500 around to 18,500 in this half year for commercial. And the residential, it has come down from 16,500 odd previous to 12,500. 16,500 for quarterly Q1, and for half year it has come down to 12,500. So, any reason why do you see this realization coming down?
Any other question?
Yeah, this is my first question. And second question is, I wanted to know the landmark of Bhandup new project that's about 2,500 crores. Where it is exactly? LBS?
Location. Okay. So the first thing is that you have to understand that this realization per square feet that we are sharing is an average realization of commercial. Now that average consists of majorly in commercial two parts. One is Mulund, another is Lower Parel. The Lower Parel prices have also increased and the Mulund prices have also increased. But the component of Mulund in the total collection during the quarter sometimes goes up, so the average can come down. However, the commercial prices have firmed up, like we said in the previous answer to the question, that commercial prices have also firmed up, the residential prices have also firmed up between 5 to 10%. If you want, we can give that breakup of commercial.
So again, to answer that, in last Q1, we sold around 5,600 square feet of Millennium and 25,000 square feet of FutureX. However, in Q2, we sold 38,000 square feet of Millennium and 17,000 sq ft of FutureX. So if you look at the share of Millennium has fairly increased, and the approximate price of Millennium is around 12,000 to 13,000. Hence, the average rate of commercial dropped dramatically because of Mulund sales. But overall, each and every project itself is seeing a price rise.
Yeah. Similarly for residential also.
Yeah, similarly for residential.
Similarly for residential as well.
We have a Panvel component, Panvel Residential Next Zone, contributing in a higher ratio as compared to the previous quarter. So that is why the sale realization average rate drops. Answering your second question, Bhandup land is all within 1 kilometer of LBS Mark. It is on the west of LBS Mark, that is between LBS Mark and the mountain on the west side. So there is about 2-2.5 kilometer strip of land where these projects are located. The new metro that is coming.
Somewhere close to Asian Paints?
Sorry?
Yeah, well, close meaning within 2 kilometers of that, yeah, Asian Paints.
The area is also called Gadavnaka. That's where this whole 14-acre land parcel is.
Factory land must.
New 2250 project.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, all these projects are within 2 kilometers of each other. So they are in proximity of Asian Paints or other industrial units that you see on the LBS Mark.
So if you Google Map Shivaji Talav, it's like 1 minute walking from there.
I actually stay somewhere close by only. That's why I have an idea of this area.
So close by Gadavnaka is the spot where the project is.
In fact, I am also a resident of Marathon Group building only.
Very nice. I'm glad to hear.
So you say it is close by to Gadavnaka area, new project.
Yes.
And one more thing about the realization. I hope this quarter the realization hasn't come down for individual projects. As you said, this project-wise, the sales have changed.
Yes. Yes, you are right.
Yes, you are right.
Proportionate area of a lower value
may have increased, but overall sales realization has increased. Everything, all the other financial numbers are on uptick.
Okay. And sir, one last question. So this joint development model, are you looking only with Marathon Realty only, or you are open to other builders or other parties also? Since we have bigger land bank.
We are open to that. We have not closed, but currently, most of the projects are in this format. But we are open to looking at projects with other land bank owners also.
And any redevelopment projects of around Worli or something, which was, you are planning something like that?
Yeah, we have been looking, but the announcement may be 2 quarters away because this due diligence and other things take very long time. And currently, we are still scouting for right project. We are definitely looking at Worli, Walkeshwar, Pedder Road, that kind of a redevelopment area. And there have been 4 or 5 proposals already on the drawing board for which we are discussing.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you, and wish you all the best and happy Diwali once again.
Happy Diwali.
Thank you.
Happy Diwali.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone now. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Yeah. Thank you very much for participating in this conference call. We are happy to note the value input that you have given. Some of the questions that you have asked also tells us how investors look at the company, and that puts us on the toes that we should also be working towards improving some of the other numbers. We are very happy that the growth of the company has been beyond what we had already envisaged, and all the investors who have participated with the company have also put in their valuable investment with us, and together we can grow. Happy Diwali and a prosperous new year to you all.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of Marathon Next Gen Realty Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.